If there's one thing that's vital to a marriage, it's communication. When couples are struggling to communicate effectively, it can cause major issues in their relationship, and over time may bring the marriage to its demise. We want to talk more about this issue on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We heard from a desperate listener who sent us this question. I've had significant problems in the area of talking meaningfully with my spouse. This in turn is creating serious difficulties in our marriage. We've been going to counseling and I've been trying hard to be more open and available to my wife, but she says she's ready for a divorce. How can I learn to communicate more effectively? Is there anything I can do to save our relationship? Let's try to answer that by firstly saying, your willingness to work through the problems in your relationship is admirable. It's also a positive sign that, despite your present difficulties, better days may lie ahead for your marriage. The key to realizing that hope lies in serious and intensive marital counseling. If the therapy you're undergoing at the moment seems to be taking too long and producing noticeable results, we'd urge you both to be patient. Marriage counseling can be a long and difficult process with many ups and downs. If your relationship with your wife has been struggling for some time, then a quick fix is not something you should expect. If you're the kind of man who tends to shut down under stress, it's possible that your wife emotionally checked out of the marriage a long time ago. She's going to need time to heal and rebuild her sense of trust and security. In most cases, non-communicative husbands, those who are good at hiding emotionally and relationally, are simply following through on a style of behavior that they learned at a very young age, sometimes as a means of daily survival in an abusive or emotionally frigid home. Also, men tend to use language to transmit information, report facts, fix problems, clarify status, and establish control. Many husbands take the view that they demonstrate their love primarily through action, working hard, rather than through words. Though your behavior may not be intended to convey any such thing, your wife may be interpreting your withdrawal and silence as signs that you're indifferent to her needs. She may feel that if you really loved her, you'd try harder to break out of your shell rather than abandoning her when she craves your validation and reassurance. If that is not your intention, explain to her how important she is to you and how much you love her. Make it clear that you are committed to continue the counseling process until you discover exactly what it is that shuts you down and makes it so difficult to express your inner thoughts and feelings. Promise her that you'll also find a spiritual mentor or a small group of Christian men who'll be able to hold you accountable and help you learn how to become a better husband. In all of these ways, you'll be providing her with the tangible proof of your love and your dedication to the marriage that she so desperately wants and needs. If for some reason you and your wife are not happy with your current counseling arrangements, Focus on the Family's counseling department would be happy to provide you with a list of alternate referrals for your local area. Call us on 031-716-3300 to speak to a trained counselor. Also take a look at our website at safamily.co.za for great resources on marriage. Remember that the road to healing in your marriage relationship may feel long and winding, but with the right tools and action plan in place, you can rebuild the relationship. We're rooting for your success. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.